For Illinois Newsroom, I'm Jim Meadows, and here's an interview with John W. Hersey, Jr., a high school English teacher living in Collinsville. He's one of four Democratic candidates for the March 17th primary in Illinois' 15th Congressional District, which covers much of eastern and southeastern Illinois.
What inspired you to run for this office this year?
So I think that's kind of what differentiates me from the other Democratic candidates is that I kind of got involved for moral reasons. I couldn't abide John Shimkus's silence in 2006 with the Mark Foley sex scandal, where he had allowed a lot of things to happen. You can Google all that if you want the details. But his silence, I could not abide that anymore, especially since I had become a teacher and kind of known what it means to look after kids. He was in charge of the Congressional Page program. And so he let those kids in America down. I just couldn't stomach that anymore. And so when I had the opportunity and the time available to do that, I'd always resolved that something had to be done. And so here I am a month after I announced and said I was going to be strongly negative. He's dropped out of the race. And so I'm still left in there.
What inspires you right now, knowing that whoever's going to be in office, it won't be Mr. Shimkus?
Well, I still have always looked out for working class people, low income people, the poor, the weak, the meek, the sick, the forgotten, the addicts, the people that we don't think about a lot. Those are my people. That's where I come from. And so somebody needs to be looking out for those people still, especially now that John Shimkus is gone. Someone needs to fill that void. And I think I'm the person that's doing that.
You'll be running in a district that's been reliably Republican throughout the decade and before. What do you think a Democrat can do in the 15th district?
Well, I think I'm doing something different than Democrats or Republicans have done. I think Democrats for the last 20 years in this district have run a series of issues-based moderate candidates that have prior electoral experience, and we've had predictably disappointing results. We lost the last election by 105,000 votes. I would propose that instead of running on issues, we run on values instead. And I think the values that I kind of represent and embody are what will resonate with not just Democrats or Republicans, but with all the voters in this district.
How does that play out, running on values, if we come up to a subject like, say, health care, which has been something which has been up for Congress pretty constantly?
Right now, if you want to talk about issues, there's about three or four competing plans, Medicaid for all. I think if you're guided by the values, if you use values as your guideline of making sure all people are covered, making sure that we lower premiums, that those are reduced at rates that are guaranteed over time, eliminating prescription drug coverage and making that all inclusive under one premium, you know, all those things. If you have looking out for working class people as a value, then I don't know if it matters what you call the program. And especially as a freshman congressperson representative who is going to have very little power in terms of writing or influencing the vote, I think that's the approach that's not going to just be successful in an election, but that's going to get the people in this district in Illinois what they really need.
So to recap that again, the thing that you value in looking for healthcare decisions that will be made in Congress, how would you sum that up?
To try to just to keep that as a message that stretches across issues, the poor, the weak, the meek, the sick, the forgotten, those people, that's the guideline we're looking out for, whether it's talking about the budget and military spending, whether it's talking about healthcare spending, whether we're talking about the economy and infrastructure spending, whether we're talking about how that fits into the economy with hog farming and how we can fix methane emissions in Illinois with the climate crisis. All those things, I think, if we're guided by those ideas, looking out for working class people. And I think to most people who are issues-based voters, I think that they see this as semantics. I think they understand that we're talking about the same things just in a different way.
How does that approach figure into something like making decisions on trade relations when I think of the recent ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, or the U.S.-China phase one trade deal in the midst of the trade dispute between the U.S. and China right now? What goals do you have when you look at those questions that Congress will have to deal with?
So another great reason when we talk about the economy spending and foreign trade, where we have this political intersectionality going on. So one thing that you didn't mention, but it's very important as it concerns North Korea recently, is, you know, our status of forces agreement in South Korea that gives them ballistic missile sensor systems, that gives us early warnings about possible attacks by North Korea. That's also wrapped up in a trade deal, which gives us low-cost, high-quality consumer technological goods like flat-screen TVs. So in addition to a security and a military benefit over there, we also have, with that trade deal, a significant economic benefit too. In a 21st century global economy, I don't think that terms like expand, maintain, cut back are accurate stats. Those are batting average and ERA. We're talking about sabermetrics. That's what we're talking about there.
So what will you look for when, for instance, proposals for future trade agreements come before Congress?
You know, I want to make sure that we're taking care of, you mentioned agriculture is one of the things you want to talk about. So hog farming. Illinois is number four in the nation with hog farming. And Clinton County in the 15th District is number one in the whole nation in terms of hog farming. That's in large part due to our climate. Our moderate climate allows hogs to have more meat. Warmer climates means less meat on hogs. So we have a good piece of intersectionality going on right here, where we have hog farmers who are also concerned about climate change, along with regular folks who want to do something for the environment and help, and the government has an opportunity to step in and fund and subsidize and invest in small businesses and technologies that help eliminate those methane emissions, that not only keeps the planet and the climate cooler, but that helps make our industries more effective. That's a labor-based solution to the ongoing climate crisis that also helps us keep competitive abroad. So that's where we can kill 3-4 birds with one stone.
Are there other ideas or values concerning agriculture that you think that apply here in the 15th District?
Soy has been a big deal. Governor Pritzker has stepped in and kind of secured a lot of futures for soy farmers. So that's great. We need to make sure that we take care of that on a nationwide level. And I think that the recent trade wars that we've had with China has not been good for either American consumers, and it definitely hasn't been good for American farmers. So we need more solutions that will benefit them.
Unemployment in Illinois is down to an historic low. I think it was 3.7% in December. Does that accurately reflect conditions for working people in the 15th District? Are there economic problems that you want to address in the House?
Absolutely. So when I hear people talking about how great the economy is doing, I'm just sitting here wondering when some of that wealth and 3% GDP growth is going to trickle its way on down to my school district for music and after school programs and social workers and clean water and infrastructure repairs and all that stuff that's supposed to come along. Like, isn't that what 3% GDP growth is supposed to bring? You know, what's the point of having that growth if we don't have those things that we look out for? So the president says, we got low unemployment. Yeah, no kidding. I got two jobs right now. I'd prefer maybe some slightly higher unemployment if it meant that I don't have to work one job. You know, what about that wage growth? And he talks about how great the stock market is doing. You know, aside from the fact that the president has very little to do with the stock market, I don't have any investments in the stock market. It doesn't have any, you know, I only make $40,000 a year. I don't have any stock in Apple, so it doesn't really affect me all that much what the stock market's doing. And you tell me your 401k has doubled. Well, first off, I used to flip 401ks, and I'll tell you that if all your savings is in a 401k right now, that you're probably not doing in great shape for your retirement. But beyond that, I don't even have a 401k. I'm part of TRS in Illinois. So when you tell me your 401k has doubled, that really doesn't affect me at all either. And then especially when you look at the actual specific 15th District, we're not experiencing that 3% growth. In fact, we're experiencing, I think, when you look at the district as a whole, 0.3% GDP growth. And wage growth is definitely way behind the rest of the nation. So when I hear stuff like that, I'm wondering, where is it? When I hear that, there's something trickling down on my head, but it ain't wealth and it ain't water.
There's a lot of talk about a big political divide in the nation right now. Is that something that you've seen in the district? Is that something that you think you would try to address as a member of Congress?
That is the thing that I want to address as a member of Congress. You know, I'm sorry for being an English teacher on this, but consensus doesn't just mean that we all vote. It means that we all vote, and the people that lose the vote agree to go along with what the people that won the vote wanted to do. And no matter what side you're on, Republican or Democrat, we haven't had that. The problem that we have with gun control is we don't have consensus. The assault weapons ban report said that the law did not have enough time to fully reach its full effects. There is no long-term solution on the ongoing environmental crisis unless we have a solution that will last when the other party takes power, which is going to happen. There is no solution on healthcare if we keep on trying to repeal what the other side did 8 years ago. Trying to build that consensus that fixes those issues and get us to an issue-based world where someone like me doesn't have to exist, that's what I want to do.
Is there any other major topic that you'd want to bring up that's going to be important in your campaign?
We didn't mention marijuana, which has now just recently been legalized, but that's created a second class of citizen in this country who is not available or not able to partake in any of these things because of job requirements or other things or vague statuses under the law. So trying to fix that problem between the state and the federal issue on marijuana is a big issue. More money for education, you know, that's a big issue that no one's talking about. Trying to make sure that we end oppressive and repressive policies like cash bail for people, that's an issue that no one's talking about right now. Trying to make sure that our elections are protected from foreign interference, that's an issue that we should be talking about that no one is talking about. And so that's one more reason why I'm saying it's about values. I hope that in my career and on my website, on my Facebook page and on Twitter, you see that I represent and embody the kind of values that are important to people in the 15th district. And one of those values, I guess, is being naive enough to believe that other people think the same way I do. And other people desperately want change, too.
John Hersey, thank you very much for talking with me.
Right on. Thanks so much, Jim. I really appreciate it. Thanks for hitting me up, dude.